When we enter a new year, many organizations are able to look back and provide numbers from the previous year on a variety of topics. 2019 will also feature municipal elections. To discuss these items, we are now joined by Morning Edition host and reporter, WBOI's own Zach Bernard. Zach, welcome to WBOI Presents.
Always a pleasure, Ben. Thank you.
During January, we got some updates on economics. What are some of the numbers we've seen for Northeast Indiana?
Yes, January is a really interesting month because a lot of local agencies and groups will get together to sort of show off what kind of economic data they had for the last year, how many jobs were created, things like that. And January is always a good time for those numbers to be put out there. And it allows a city like Fort Wayne or even the counties around us to sort of boast about the year that they had. And Fort Wayne and Allen County and the Northeast Indiana region all had some really good years. In Allen County in particular, the unemployment rate has been steady at 3.3%. 33 businesses expanded or relocated to Allen County. That's $337 million in local investment to the economy and creates about close to 2,500 jobs. So really good numbers in Fort Wayne and Allen County, and the region saw even bigger numbers. So there's a lot of information out there, and Northeast Indiana is doing well in 2018, I think, is the short version of that answer.
Care to give us an update on our local mayoral race? Three candidates have filed, including incumbent Mayor Tom Henry. What's the latest?
Yeah, it kicked into overdrive in January. We saw a number of candidates file. At-large Republican Councilman John Crawford officially filed it very early in January. I believe it was on the first day of filing, actually. And he had been talking about running for mayor for about a year now, so it didn't come as much of a surprise. He will have a challenger in the Republican primary in Tim Smith. Tim Smith filed a week after Crawford did, and he announced his platforms, but primary is going to take place on May 7th, and Democratic incumbent Tom Henry announced that he will be seeking a fourth term, and it was all spaced out about 3 weeks in January. We saw these announcements. So the mayoral races have finally begun, and so have other races locally too. Keep an eye on those if you're a resident and you're already thinking about the November elections, because it's not just the mayor's office that has names on the ballot already.
We got some numbers on crime from local law enforcement. What does the data tell us?
We did, and we've heard a lot about crime over the last year with regard to increases in homicides and violent crime. It seems like we're perpetually hearing about increases in drug use and proliferation locally. The police department announced towards the end of January that there was an 8% increase in violent crime across Fort Wayne, but that was also offset by a 15% decrease in overall crime. So numbers are a bit inconsistent in different areas right now, but it's clearly going to be a campaign issue because it's something that Tim Smith has on his platform is to decrease crime, and he offered a platform as to how to do that. Crawford has also done that in his mayoral platform, and Mayor Tom Henry has also mentioned that he would have a few seminars with relation to crime. So that's going to be a big talking point in this election year for officials moving forward.
Zach Bernard, thank you for your reporting, and thank you for joining us on WBOI Presents.
It's my pleasure, Ben. Thank you.